So, I know this is probably going to be a very disjointed recording, but I've been meaning to do something for a stretch goal for fuck knows how long. And they've just, I mean, I've got some ideas, but it's stuff that involves a lot more work than I much have time for at the moment. But I'll get around to something a bit more sensible at some point. But just kind of figuring that something a little bit more me is time for again. It's been a while since I've just been me, I guess, you know. Behind the curtain, behind the nonsense, behind everything else. But I've got a lot of friends who are going through some really rough stuff. You know, there's always something going on that will try you, you know. There's always something that'll cause you problems, or something that'll upset you, or something that'll make you feel like you've hit a dead end, or something like that. But I mean this, you know, not just to the people that I talk to, but all my followers as well, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're just friends I don't talk to yet, you know? And that's something that may change, you know? You may drop me a message out of the blue, and we might get talking. I might add you to the list of people that I drop cute animal gifts on. Non-consensual animal gifts, but, you know. But I suppose for a lot of people that know me, that they know that there's one image that I always keep on my phone, just for, I don't know even know if it's necessarily for self-reminding or if it's for when people need it, but I think it's probably a case of both. But there's a meme that went around a while back of a tiny little hedgehog with his fist pumping in the sky, and it just has the words, you know, the hedgehog believes in you because you can do anything. And I keep that around because I honestly believe that's true. You know, no matter what hardship you face, no matter what life throws at you, no matter what you're going through, you can do it. It's not a case of, you know, it rebutting you. It's not a case of, you know, life not getting in your way, getting in the way. It's not a case of, you know, wrong place, wrong time. You know, even if it feels like it is, even if it, you know, it feels like all hope is lost, it never is. It never is. You know, no matter what you're achieving, what you're trying to achieve, no matter where you're trying to get with yourself, no matter what you're dealing with, whatever you're trying to do in life, you can do it. Well, you know, it's just a case of applying yourself to it. It's just a case of finding that reserve of strength. It's just a case of keeping moving. And I think that's the most important part, is that you keep moving. Yeah. No matter how big the roadblock that you run into, no matter how, you know, impassable that wall feels, no matter what it is, there'll be something you can learn from it. And whatever you can learn from it will make the next attempt at it that much easier, and then that much easier, and then that much easier, until eventually there won't be the wall there anymore. And the next wall you run into with a similar characteristic, she'll be like, okay, I know how to deal with this. It's just an important thing. And I think with anyone that just feels like, you know, everything's going wrong, and everyone that feels like, you know, things aren't progressing the way that they want to, that they take a minute and just remember that no matter how long that tunnel is, no matter how deep that hole is, there's always a light somewhere. It may not be the easiest thing to find, but if you just hold on, if you keep plugging through, it will happen. I've dealt with it time and time again. I've been through plenty of hardships in my life, and the most important thing to me, and I think it's what a lot of people know me for, is just the dogged determination that I always show. You know, I will always keep moving, I will always keep going, and I think that's something that a lot of people can empathize with, because, you know, you don't achieve anything by sitting on your laurels. You know, you don't achieve anything by blaming it on circumstance, on, you know, the inability to do anything. And, you know, I understand, you know, there are things that, you know, you just aren't avoidable. There are problems that occur that you just can't affect. But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes like that, you've just got to look at it and realise that it wasn't you. You know, it's not something that you caused, and it's not something that you had any influence over. All you can do is look at it, and same with anything else, find what you can learn from it. Find what can make it better the next time if it happens again, or find a way of rationalising, you know, what's happening with everything else, and just remembering that when it comes down to it, there's always something that can be changed, something that can be done, some way that can be utilised to put one foot in front of the other. And I think that's the important part, because if you don't keep putting one foot in front of the other, then all you're doing is stagnating. And that is the worst thing that you can do to yourself. It really is something that, you know, stopping for a moment to think, stopping for a moment to regather yourself is entirely fine, but you just make sure that whatever you do, and I know it's not even the easiest thing to recognise when it's happening, but you just keep moving. Because the more you stagnate, the deeper that hole gets, and the harder it is to climb out of it. The longer that tunnel gets, because if you're not moving, that light isn't getting any closer. And I think a lot of things people need to recognise as learning experiences, I guess. You know, everything happens for a reason. Good, bad, otherwise. There's always something that can be gained from it, even if it's fleeting, even if it's not something that was desirable. And sometimes, you know, even if you do look at it and realize and come to the conclusion that there isn't, sometimes that's a lesson in and of itself. You know, sometimes it's just a case that, you know, learning to recognize when there was nothing that could have been done is just as important as learning the lesson from it, I guess. And especially in the arena that we come, we kind of play in, I guess, you know, with the internet and everything. You know, people come and go, and sometimes that's in their best interest. You know, and we've got to recognize that. And no matter how important they were to you, then sometimes you've just got to recognise that whatever reason they had to leave, whatever reason they had to move on, to do other things, doesn't always mean it's any kind of reflection on yourself. You know, the only person that can really govern who you are is you. And the only person that can really make a decision on how you feel, how you react, how you come at life is you. And, you know, no matter how fleeting or how long these people were in your life, thank them. You know, just look back on what you've been through and what you've learned, and, you know, the things they've taught you. You know, the ways that they have interacted with you, and, You know, the things that you haven't, you know, you might not have been able to do without these people in your life. No, even if they had to go, thank them. Someone leaving isn't always necessarily a bad thing, because for every goodbye, there's, you know, more hellos to be had. So, it's not always the easiest thing to emotionally reconcile. That I understand. But whatever you do, if someone has to go, if someone vanishes on you, if someone leaves, then it's not your fault. Yeah, it's not. It's not a decision you made. You know, if you weren't given that input, if you weren't given that decision, it's not something you could have done. So you can't blame yourself for it. You know, sitting there and wondering what may have been, giving yourself thousands of what ifs, is the easiest and the most destructive way of getting yourself back into that hole and wallowing as the walls slowly get thicker around you. Sometimes someone leaving may be a blessing in disguise, because you know, sometimes that's better for everyone all around. It's not always the case. But use case scenarios. So I guess the long and the short and the message that I'm trying to convey here, that I'm trying to leave, that I'm trying to impress upon people, is that every last one of you are smart, you're capable, you're wonderful people. Every last one of you. In your own way, there is nobody out there that is useless. There is nobody out there that is worthless. There is nobody out there that isn't worth somebody's time. There is nobody. And at the end of the day, you know, maybe if you're not worth an individual's time, then maybe it's them that weren't worth your time. It's always the other side of the coin on that one. But still, you know, the time that you have spent makes you a better person, a different person, you know. It gives you that ability to grow. And especially the lessons that you learn afterwards, or in reflection to how things were. So I guess in corollary, the message that I'm trying to convey is that you can do it. Whatever the goal, whatever you're trying to do, you know, if it's just saying hi to someone that you've looked up to for a long time and you've been too afraid to do it. Even if it's, you know, asking that girl out that you've been trying to talk to forever. Even if it's, you know, trying to get that new job, trying to better yourself, trying to learn a new skill, you can do it. And even if it doesn't work out the way that you wanted it to, you'll learn from it. You'll become something different, you'll become something better, you'll become something more. And that's how life works. So just let it take its course. And I know I've been rambling for the last sort of 15 minutes on this, but it's an important thing, and for certainly for people that I know are going through big transitions at the moment, it's something that I feel they need to hear. You know, for anyone that's wrestling with anything, you know, in life, in mentally, for anyone that's wrestling with loss, with debt, with anything, you know, any barricade, any wall, anything that is getting in the way, anything that you see as a stopping factor in your life, you can get past it. You can get there. It may not be the shortest and quickest route. It may not. Yeah, it may not happen tomorrow. But no matter what it is, you keep trying. You give your all. Because that's the only thing that matters. Because even if you don't manage to get past it today, you can still look at yourself in the mirror and say, I tried. I gave everything. And sooner or later, you know, this immovable object isn't as immovable as you think it is. You know, everyone that knows me always laughs when I think, you know, when I say that I'm a force of nature, but that's kind of what everyone is if they just apply themselves to it, you know? You are an agent of your own destiny. You know, you can change this situation, you can get yourself to the point that you want to be in. And that's important. You're important. So, if anyone ever needs to hear this again, this is why I'm recording it. This is why I'm putting it into voice. This is why I'm putting it somewhere permanent, that it can be said. And if anyone ever needs that GIF, you know, that hedgehog, it's always there. Always there. So, yeah, at the end of the day, you're all great, every last one of you, and just keep those feet moving, because wherever they lead you, wherever you go, you know, whatever you run into on the way, just keep them moving, because forward is the only way that life can go. So, you can do it. Every last one of you, no matter what the hurdle is, you can do it. Bit of an unorthodox stretch goal, but something I've felt like has never been a necessary thing to say. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are probably going to listen to this and think it's just nonsense, but for the one or two people that feel that this is going to be an important message, it's worth saying. Anyway, going back to the normal humdrum. Got a few non-smutty stuff coming up soon, so I'll cut this short and bid you all a good day. And just hope that everyone that tries to do something today, and, you know, whether or not they get past that hurdle, whether or not they don't, learn something from it. And applies to every last thing that they've got. Because you're all forces of nature.